This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 573, high-scoring thoughts on thesis statements.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn how necessary thesis statements are, as well as how to make them impress the examiner on test day.
Hey Jessica, what's going on today?
I am having a great day. So far, how's your day?
I'm having a good day. I got up nice and early this morning and I love doing that. And it was just so nice out and I'm feeling good.
What time is early for you?
My alarm went off at 6:15, so that's
Ooh,
early.
It is quite early. Yeah. I love getting up between 6 and 7, like around
Me
6.
Too.
That's
yeah.
like prime morning time. Nobody else is awake, I feel like. Everything is like quiet.
Yeah.
You could like just have like a hard hour of work or whatever and then go outside and exercise.
Yep.
I love it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I love that too. We're definitely both early morning people.
For sure. For sure. That's why I need to go to bed before 10 p.m.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. So today we are talking about thesis statements. Where do IELTS candidates need thesis statements, Lindsay?
Well, probably definitely somewhere in the writing exam, I would say.
Yes, that is correct. And task two, you guys. So I think we've talked about students having a mistrust for templates lately. That topic has been coming up a lot. And you can't play with that. I mean, you need a thesis statement. I've had students question the necessity of the thesis statement, but we need it, you guys. It's part of the cohesion coherence. In order to get a high score for cohesion coherence, your essay has to be very easy to read for the examiner from the beginning to the end. And the thesis statement is one of those things. It's the last sentence of the introduction, and it tells the reader what the essay is about. So it's very functional, right? There's no details. You don't have to give any examples or anything. It's just telling the examiner, in this case, what kind of essay it is and what they're going to see in the body paragraphs.
Yeah. So if we know what the examiner is going to be looking for, we know that has to be in there. I mean, there's no question about it. It's funny to me, students questioning this. And, you know, you guys, I mean, there are certain things you just have to have.
Exactly. I think maybe, I don't know why students are wondering if they need it or not. I think maybe people think it's a waste of words, you know, because it's not giving any details. Because we talk so much about how being specific is necessary for high scores.
Right.
But that's in the body, guys. You're not specific in the introduction or the conclusion, but they still have to be there for high cohesion coherence scores. The ability to organize paragraphs in a certain way, that's what your score is based on for cohesion coherence. And that's what templates give you. You can't just make up your own way of organizing that hasn't existed yet. That's impossible. Like, it's well documented that this is how we organize essays. So just trust the three keys template and put your ideas in that order. And that's it. Like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, as we say.
Yeah. I mean, it could be, I'm just trying to think where that thinking comes from. It could be that in other cultures, it's not as necessary to start broad or start generalize what you're going to say and then give details. Maybe it's done
for
differently,
sure.
You know, that could be it. Yeah. Yeah.
No, for sure. I know there's a lot of different ways culture wise to organize information. And we all have different ways of expressing ourselves depending on what you grew up doing. But IELTS, it's a westernized test. We expect westernized ways of organization, right? Being very direct and putting things in a certain order. So I have a great thesis statement for you guys, and this comes from a student. I'm not going to say his name because I didn't ask him if I could say his name first, but I want to share this thesis statement with you guys because it's great, and then we'll talk about why it's so good. So he says, in the following paragraphs, I will explore the complications as well as offer possible resolutions of this issue. So I love that for so many reasons.
Wow.
Like, he's taking what we teach in Three Keys IELTS, and he's trying to add a little bit of his own spice, if you will, which is great, which that's what you guys should do, right? That's what the students who get eights for writing, they're like, yes, we rely on the Three Keys templates, right? But it's our own extra vocab, our own ideas. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what makes it a 7.5 or an 8. So yeah. He's showing that really well. So this would be for like a problem solution essay.
Mm-hmm.
And the vocab is great, right?
Yep.
So we have that transition in the following paragraphs, and then the vocab, explore the complications, offer possible possible resolutions.
Wow.
It's really, really impressive.
I love this phrase. I love this sentence. It's so good. It sounds so native and very smart, very academic.
Yeah, totally. So, I like the idea of focusing on the fact that you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? Yes. This is a great idiom, guys. You can use it on your exam for sure. So just remember that you do need templates. You do need to know what a thesis statement is and where it goes and when do we introduce the topic? Where do I put my opinion? You don't have to come up with that yourself, guys. It's you don't have to waste that time. We've done that for you in Three Keys IELTS. So if you are a Three Keys student, that's fantastic. If not, get into the system. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, and you can get these same templates that are getting students sevens and eights in their writing. Hello, awesome students. If you want access to the highest scoring templates and know exactly how to impress the examiner with transition phrases and specifically organized ideas, check out the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, so important. Now, I'm going to ask a question that I think some of our listeners might be thinking. Is there anywhere else on the exam where we're going to want to use a thesis statement? Are we going to want to use it in writing task one, or is it just writing task two?
Ooh, that's a good question. So classically, it would just be for like a four paragraph academic essay, right? Mm-hmm. But I think in writing task one for academic students, the overall trend that must be there for their task score, I think that serves as the thesis statement. Because it basically is. It's functionally telling me like, what's the main idea of this essay?
Yeah.
And that's what a thesis statement does. So yeah. The overall trend is the thesis statement, but for general, no.
Yeah, for general, I was going to say, but I feel like we forget our general students. Sometimes we do, right? What about for general students in that letter? How would that look, a thesis statement? Would there be a thesis statement or no?
No, we wouldn't have a thesis statement in a letter. I think in a formal letter, the first sentence would be stating the purpose, which is necessary. So it's not a thesis statement, but you do have to have a sentence that states the purpose because that's something else the examiner looks for the task achievement score in the letter. So the purpose has to be clear, right? So right away, be very direct. And if it's a formal letter, be like, I am writing in regards to my atrocious experience at your establishment last Thursday. And then as a reader, I know that that's what the letter is about.
Okay.
But it's the same for an informal letter because you would have a short opening like, hey, how's it going? And then you would be like, hey, remember that camping trip we had last weekend?
Yeah.
I want to give you some pictures or I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So it looks like it sounds like all of the, in every case, every writing piece on the test, general or academic, there's always kind of a way to state your purpose, kind of a purpose or an overarching way of stating what you're going to be talking about, or why are you writing?
Exactly.
So, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. And I think this could translate into speaking part two as well in the opening for this, that 2 minute speech, right? Mm. So you guys, you want to say like directly what you're talking about right away, like give the topic right away. So if it's a person, you want to give the name of the person, why you're talking about this person. Mm. And then the rest of the 2 minutes dive into deep descriptions and details and hopefully tell a story. But just thinking about it as a function, there's a lot of times we want to state the main idea before we dive into details.
Because if we think about general conversation, I mean, last night I was talking to someone helping them prepare for a job interview, and the person I was talking to just went straight into the details. And I said, are you going to sell them on the features right away? Aren't you going to sell them on the benefits or give them like a overarching philosophy of yours first? And it would make sense in a job interview or any conversation situation. Yeah. You're not just going to go straight to the details and hammer people with details, right? Start in an overarching sense and say what you're going to say.
Yeah, there has to be some sort of introduction. Even if I'm just calling my friend, I'm not going to be like, hey, 2 o'clock Thursday?
Right.
Like with park, no context.
Dogs,
like
bring dogs, park, right.
Right. You need some context. Like just, hey, what are you doing Thursday? So that's the idea. I'm introducing this notion of perhaps we could spend time together Thursday, right? You're not just going to like start spouting names and numbers right away.
Exactly. Or it's not going to lead to any success.
Yeah, that would just be weird.
Yeah. You're not going to keep your friends around very long.
People are going to wonder about you. Yeah. So guys, if you are practicing your task two essay, definitely use this idea of a thesis statement and really take on board the initiative of the three key student that I mentioned today. Put in your own strong vocabulary, but still keep it general. Just remember that it's functional. It has to be there. It has to accomplish the same purpose, but you can put your own vocabulary in there for sure. But before you use it in your exam, make sure if you're in our course, check with me on Facebook, just like the student did, just to make sure that the vocab and the grammar are correct.
Awesome. And guys, remember, there are hundreds of students like this student that are in Three Keys IELTS. They're able to ask Jessica questions anytime in Facebook, and they have their score increase guaranteed, right?
Yes.
So that is a big reason these days why people are joining the course. It's a big weight off your shoulders, guys, because if you do everything in the course that we ask you to do, you can be sure that at least one test section will increase. Okay. Your score will increase.
Or we'll refund the course fee and pay for your exam.
That's pretty awesome.
That's huge.
It's pretty much a no-brainer, I think.
So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, and you can also be one of these three key students that gets past IELTS this year.
All right. Sounds good to me. And we'll see you guys in the webinar. Remember, guys, go to get sign up for that webinar. Did we mention the webinar earlier? I think we did, right?
We did.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Guys, go to allearsenglish.com/examiner to get your name on that list and show up live.
Okay. Awesome. See you there.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.